Crowing at the crack of dawn. This is the Wisconsin Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, and it is time for a checkoff chat on a Monday, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars via the Wisconsin Beef Council and also in partnership with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. It's all about keeping our beef producers, and of course that includes our dairy beef producers, in the loop on how checkoff dollars are being spent to develop new products, inform consumers about the goodness of your products, and as important, educating our beef producers on changing trends in the industry. And that's kind of where we're focused in today. Happy to welcome in Todd Fleming. He's Chief Operations Officer with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you have not. There are changes afoot coming in 2019. Two of the largest buyers of beef in Wisconsin, in the United States, have announced that starting on January 1st, they are only going to purchase cattle that are beef quality assurance certified, BQA. Now, some producers have heard about this, others have not. This is an industry movement. This is not an Equity decision, but Todd Fleming is going to help us get up to speed on what it means. So, Todd, who are these players? What have they decided? And really, what are they asking of producers?
Well, about 6 months ago, one of the nation's largest packers came to us and said that they will be requiring BQA certification to purchase any cattle that come through the Equity system, whether it's the markets or we handle them on a direct basis, to bid on those. And there's been a couple of others, large packers in the industry, that have followed suit. And it resulted from their customer, their food service people or customers and retail customers demanding to transparency throughout the industry, knowing that livestock has been handled in the manner that is under in industry accepted practices.
And we again want to remind people that that doesn't mean that Equity won't take your livestock, but it is required of Equity that they tell all buyers whether those cattle are BQA certified or not. It can make a difference in price. Have you done any penciling, Todd, on what kind of discount those non-BQA cattle may experience?
Right now, we really have not got a clear picture of that, because there are other players that come into it and that don't have as stringent requirements and will still bid on cattle. And so we do not have a clear picture of what that discount may be when you take one bidder out of the play or two.
Well, the bottom line is we can't afford to lose any markets at this stage in the game and sure don't want to give up any price. So, Todd, talk to me a little bit. For some beef producers, they're already well aware of the Beef Quality Assurance Program. They're probably already in compliance. No problems there. I do have a bunch of dairy producers that may sell Holstein steers into the marketplace, and they could get hit if they're not paying attention. What specifically are the things we have to know and be in compliance with for beef quality assurance?
For beef quality assurance, and just so that it's clear, if you are a dairy producer and more than likely you've already been through the FARM or FARM program, that has been given equivalency with BQA. So you've already gone through a review and a practice of training and things like that. You already are qualified. All we need to announce your certifications is we need the date you were certified and the expiration date and a number, the number on the certificate. And I know that FARM was going to, at the request of a producer, provide the number for the producer to give to agencies such as ours or any of the markets in the state of Wisconsin and around. Otherwise, BQA is a pretty simple process. There's the online format that you can take and go through. There are several courses. Then you can pick one of any of the courses and go through it. It takes about, if you don't, you can jump ahead if you want to do the quizzes ahead and things like that, but practically it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to go through the whole process. I think I did it in about, while here at work doing other things, it took me about 2 hours to finish up and receive my certification. You will be given a certificate online that you can print off. It will have the expiration date of the certification and a number, and that is all that is required for us to have.
Mm-hmm. What do they ask me, Todd? What do I need to be prepared to answer if I want to get that BQA certification online?
It will go through, in the training, several different components of raising livestock, animal handling techniques, talk about flight zones and how to move livestock humanely and so forth without any additional cause of injury or types of things like that. It'll go through feeding practices, injections, where to be given, the whole gamut of production things that 99.9% of our producers and already do. And it's pretty rudimentary, and it's just gives you the statement that says, hey, I do the industry accepted practices, and just to show you I've gone through this course, and here's my certificate.
Now, as Todd said, Todd Fleming, along with us, Chief Operating Officer of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, one of the partners that's trying to get the word out statewide, no matter where you market your livestock, this is going to be a new requirement come January 1st. You will need to be certified, beef quality assured, or you may miss out on a market. Now, online, you can jump, like Todd said, you can get one of those capsules filled through BQA.org. BQA.org. Even if you don't have high speed access at the house, maybe you want to go to the library if it's only going to take you 2 hours to clean this up. Otherwise, Todd, we do have face-to-face meetings. We had some that were going on in September, but come mid-October, there are the face-to-face opportunities to be instructed on this as well, right?
Correct. And we have the ones that we are sponsoring or involved with are posted on our website, equitycoop.com. And today is the first session. It'll start at 5:30. It's at the Rolling Hills Rehabilitation Center in Sparta. And as of this morning, I understand there was probably around 50 to 60 individuals that were signed up just for that session alone.
Well, it's nice to see that producers are responding. Talk to me a little bit about if this is something that we better just get used to, get ready for. Like you said, two major buyers have asked for this now. Is this something that we just better get our arms around, Todd, because it's obviously not going to go backwards?
No, I don't think. I think this is the first step in a process. As we move through the years and we've seen how agriculture has changed, and what consumers are demanding and asking of us, I think we will see more and more that is going to be needed to pass on to the end user of the processes we do at the farm. That's, in our production.
Yeah, very true. Todd Fleming, along with us, giving you the heads up on the changes that are coming your way if you market beef cattle or dairy beef in the state of Wisconsin. Two of the major players that you have been leaning on for a premium on those animals, deciding that as of January 1st, they will only purchase cattle that are beef quality assurance certified. Now, like Todd said, this is not something that Equity is putting in place. This is industry-wide. So no matter where you market your livestock, you will be required to be BQA certified to get that market. Equity will inform buyers if cattle are BQA certified. So keep that in mind. You got until January 1st. As Todd said, we've got more educational training sessions starting Thursday, October 18th in Johnson Creek and continuing into the month of December at different locations around the state. Go to equitycoop.com and find those there. Or better yet, contact people like Todd Fleming at Equity, your local livestock marketing managers, or the Wisconsin Beef Council, as well as University Extension, can help you out with any questions you might have. But don't ignore this. Whether you're a straight beef producer, a dairy beef producer, this is changing your industry. And that, my friends, is a Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, all in an effort to keep dairy and beef producers informed on what's going on, and of course, in partnership with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. For more, go to equitycoop.com or online, beeftips.com, or on social media, Facebook. Look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. That is your Checkoff Chat for a Monday, featuring Todd Fleming from the Equity Livestock Sales Association.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.